What's up, Dog Pound? Nathan Zagura here for the Orange and Brown Scrimmage Edition of the Browns Huddle. That's right. Tonight in Columbus at the Shoe in front of 70,000 members of the Dog Pound, the Browns will have their Orange and Brown Scrimmage. And here are three things to look for in tonight's game. Of course, we're going to start off with number one, the quarterbacks. Let's see how Josh McCown and Johnny Manziel can do in these live game-like situations. They've had both had very good training camps. We want to see that continue into the scrimmage. Number two, I'm going to keep my eye on the rookies. Danny Shelton has been everything we had hoped he would be. Cam Irving, where does he play? Does he get any first-team reps? You look at Nate Orchard. What are we going to get out of him? And, of course, Vince Maley, the wide receiver out of Washington State. Does he work the first team, the second team? Can he make some plays when the lights are on bright? We'll keep an eye on that. And the third thing is, with a lot of injuries here, who's going to step up in place of those injuries at wide receiver, at running back, and of course outside linebacker? We know Barkevious Mingo's got to get his knee scoped. So does Scott Solomon get the start, or does Nate Orchard get the start opposite Paul Kruger? How are those reps divvied up? How do those guys perform with this opportunity that could perhaps catapult them into the starting lineup when the Browns open this season against the New York Jets? That'll do it for today's edition of the Browns Huddle. Enjoy the Orange and Brown scrimmage coverage on NFL Network. And don't forget, if you're in Columbus, come and see us today from 1 to 3 Eastern at Eddie George's for a live edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. I'm Nathan Zagura. Thanks for watching the Huddle, and keep it tuned to ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app for the latest on your Cleveland Browns.